But now, though, we have a beautiful gentleman by the name of Mark Allen, and he's here to chat. Look at him just asking, is that me? Listen, we're chatting bits and bytes, so we're chatting to him about what is happening in the IT department.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
Mark Allen, what's up?
Good afternoon, ladies.
How are you doing?
Doing very well.
Listen, I've been seeing the line at the IT department. I'm just like, you are so necessary right now.
Yes, so let me give you the first tip of the from the IT department, and that is to use the Register Me network.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you open up your mobile device and your Wi-Fi, start your Wi-Fi, you'll see almost everywhere there's a Register Me Wi-Fi network.
Yeah.
So go onto that network, and it'll prompt you for your username and password, and then you'll get your device, your mobile device, onto the network without having to go and stand in the queue.
Stop that line, though.
Yes, but that is the place to go, unfortunately, for you know, anything, any problems, any issues that you've got. That is the way to go. But if, obviously, as we talked about before off air, this is the time of the year that's very busy.
Yeah.
So if you can wait that tiny bit longer, then you know, better to go. But if you want to get your mobile device or your even your laptop,
Yes,
you can get your laptop. If you've got Windows, any of the laptop, you can also get onto the network.
Oh, is it?
That's incredible. Yeah. Talking about mobile devices, I mean, we're always on our cell phones and on our devices as well. You know, what are some of the useful mobile apps to have on campus?
Yes, actually, we've got two official apps that you can follow for to get internet access on your mobile device, your phone or your tablet. You can use the iNetKey app. You can download it from the Android and
iOS
store.
Yeah.
Yes. And there's also the SU Facilities app. The easiest is to actually go into Stellenbosch University both search for Stellenbosch University on the app stores, and you'll find these two apps. It's called SU Facilities, and that helps you with getting a map of all the buildings on campus.
That is very helpful.
Yes,
I remember first year I got lost.
Exactly.
Because send a message to someone, they don't reply immediately.
Exactly.
So it's like you really need something like that. Yeah.
And this app gives you a Google map and tells you where the building is, and you click on the building, you can actually see the floor plan. So if it's like in this room,
that.
You can actually see which floor it is, where
it
is.
I love that.
That's very useful in the beginning of the year.
Oh my God.
And then right up towards the exam timetable, we've got the exam timetable feature in it as well.
Nice.
Gives you the timetable for your exams, and because often that's another different time of the year where you kind of go, all right, I'm writing in which
definitely.
Oh yeah,
so that'll also help you, and you can click on the module and it takes you to the building and shows you the building.
Sure.
So that's definitely a nice app to use.
Now, in terms of the IT app, for first years who don't know, where is the IT app and why do you need to register your laptop?
Okay, so when you need to register your laptop to get onto the network. So we need to know about your laptop and whose laptop is it. So it needs to, and there's a few checks that we do to ensure that your antivirus up to date, your Windows updates, because if you've got Windows, your Windows updates don't have to go directly onto the internet. We've got it can actually go and update locally. So it saves you a bit of money.
That's really cool.
And all those checks are done to ensure that everything is up and ready to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we just, you know, your username and password, being able to log in and ensure your internet's working. And then it's also the place to go and see if you can't get the latest Office, software.
So yes.
Yes. So that's definitely the way to place
that comes
to go
at an extra cost, or just part of it?
I think there's a small extra fee for Office, but actually there's we've got the Office 365 functionality that you go to. I think it's Outlook.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Office.outlook.com, and then you log in, and you can actually kind of download those apps
cool.
as well. Yeah.
And also, where can people find you on social media and that sort of stuff?
I think we're at, as I remember, it's at IT Stellen Uni.
Yes, that is true.
Follow MFM, and they just retweeted our tweet, and that's actually a very good resource to use, because we tell you about things that are going wrong. Maybe networks are not working, internet's not working, your campus Wi-Fi is not working, your residence Wi-Fi is not working, whatever the case might be. We share a lot of information there to keep everybody updated. So yeah, that's it.
Know
about the IT Hub.
Yes.
And know about the Register Me network, because that'll save you a lot of time.
Mobile apps,
and
very
the mobile
important,
apps.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mark Allen, thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for having me. Amazing. It's our first show. It was so cool.
Thank you. Can't wait to see you either not next week, but the next
week. Next week is Tian, the week after is me again.
Absolutely. Make sure to send through your questions. If you have any IT related questions, make sure to send them through to the hashtag or the username. At IT Stellenuni. I knew it.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at IT Stellenuni.